Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement at KXEI, and today I'm here with Puneet Desi from Serve Society. He is the Executive Director and Founder of Serve Society. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And what is Serve Society's mission and vision?
Yeah, so Serve Society is a nonprofit collective of barbers and hairstylists dedicated to bringing no-cost mobile hair care services to those who really need it the most. And that can be people experiencing homelessness, those in recovery, veterans, folks with intellectual or developmental disabilities, domestic abuse victims, at-risk youth, and anyone else really in need of dignity and confidence through a simple but powerful haircut. Professional volunteers are licensed, and this whole thing came out of my personal passion for barbering that came out of my own personal recovery. So like I've been on both sides of the situation. I've been the person sitting in the chair and I've been the person doing the haircuts. And I will tell you that the transformation does happen on both sides of it. But when I started barbering, it was in a time in my life where I was struggling to find purpose. I was looking for change and I was already doing it by committing to a recovery program. So when I started doing that, I started cutting hair for guys in early recovery, and I noticed the conversations we were having, and these guys were coming in from day one in their first 30 days, and I give them this haircut, and they get to look at themselves different again. But then it also gave me value in what I was doing. And then over time, we're building rapport. I'm seeing their recovery develop. They're maybe now getting a job. They're, you know, going to see their parents again. They're doing all these new things. And then mine is evolving as well. And we're sharing those stories. I'm just like a few months ahead of them, you know? So it was really important for me. And I wanted to keep that going as much as possible. And when I came to Tucson, I'm also an addiction counselor. So I came here and I was looking for volunteer opportunities to cut at recovery centers. And I was hitting roadblocks because of course they want it. It's nice that somebody wants to come cut hair. And I was like, what if I had a fully licensed mobile unit? Who's going to tell me no? Then I can volunteer as much as I want. Yeah, I mean, it's fully licensed by the Arizona Board of Barbering and Cosmetology. It's recognized as a barbershop. We have a restroom in there, a shampoo bowl, all the requirements that a brick and mortar would need. It meets that and it's fully insured. But I guarantee that if I'm passionate about this specific population, men in early recovery, I bet you all of these other barbers and hairstylists are passionate about a variety of populations that are personal to them. So how can I facilitate a meaningful volunteer experience for the entire hair community? We're more than a mobile barbershop. We're making people feel valued, boosting self-esteem, and sparking hope one haircut at a time. And ultimately, we want to ignite the transformative power of service within this world, bring purpose, compassion, and oneness back into the forefront of humanity. And it starts with the haircut today, but it's hope for a better tomorrow.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
So we work towards this mission by partnering with various organizations already making an impact in our community, such as Old Pueblo Community Services, Primavera Foundation, Gospel Rescue Mission, and Cope Community Services, just to name a few. We get together with our community partners to coordinate service day events where we deliver our mobile hair care unit and professional volunteer services to their clients. It's important to us that we pair our services with these organizations so that we can ensure that individuals are getting all of the resources available to address their immediate needs. Serve Society is here to give them that extra confidence boost when it comes time to go to a job interview, reconnect with family, or when they just need to see that spark in themselves again and inspire some hope and change.
Can you share any other highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission?
Absolutely. We do all of this through our fully licensed mobile hair care unit, and that's truly the heart of our organization. In the past 6 months, our 30 professional volunteers have provided over 300 services to the community, and that's been a great start. The need, however, is way greater than that in Tucson, and with the help of our community, we can continue to grow our membership, donor support, and hopefully triple our monthly impact by the beginning of 2026. That's the goal. We are absolutely in need of volunteers. We have 30 registered volunteers right now. That's a great start. but everybody volunteers at a frequency of their own choosing. And the more volunteers we have, the more events we can have, basically. And every organization we work with would love to have us out there more often.
How can people find out more about Surf Society?
So the best way to learn more is to visit our website, www.surfsociety.org, or you can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at surfsociety.org to see our impact in action. We're definitely in need of more funding and more volunteers. That's what it comes down to. You can volunteer, sponsor haircuts, and donate to help us keep the wheels rolling and the clippers buzzing.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here today and sharing about Surf Society.
Thank you very much for having me.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.